are back. This is Stu Webb on the Veterans Today News Reports and our special guest, Managing Editor of Veterans Today, Jim Dean, and my co-host, CI Whistleblower, Chip Day. And
okay.
He must have cut. Do we have our next guest? You want to introduce him? Ollie?
Ollie Demigard, folks, calling in. He's with us from Spain, the author of Coup d'Etat in Slow Motion. Over 30 years, he's worked in solving mysteries of assassinations, high-level assassinations. He's traveled most of the world, many nations in the world, in his young life. Ollie, welcome to Veterans Today.
Thank you so much, Chip. It's an absolute honor.
Well, Ollie, I know that you've heard some of what was going on, and you're in Spain, and what are the feelings? What are the of the folks over on that side of the world, in what's going on with all the chest pumping and belly bumping with these politicians over the Ukraine and other issues in, with the European Union?
I tell you, I wouldn't really know because I live almost like in my own little soap bubble because there's so much going on internationally. And here in Spain, locally, I don't really know, but there's so much going on, like I say, on an international basis, and I'm in contact with so many people globally that I just think it's a really exciting time to be alive. It appears very scary, but at the same time, I feel there's this incredible awakening going on globally, opening up to expose the so-called global elite or minority or whatever you want to call them. And so I think challenging times, but really, really good times.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. Very, very challenging times. You know, I've spent the last week with my kids, and I met some folks while I was away on vacation with them. And one of them that I met has asked, what's being done different these days, in these years, than was before, in looking at all the shootings in the schools and all the assassination attempts, and what's so different today than before? And, you know, I always go back to the same thing. I always go back to what my dad said about the United States and how it's so different now since the Kennedy assassination and since the cover-ups and the issues around there. I know that you were involved in a heavy, heavy investigation in that. Can you shed some light on your feelings on that?
I have spent almost 30 years of my life digging very, very deep into the Kennedy assassination and many other assassinations to an degree that I had friends around me who was murdered, and I also had to leave Sweden. I had to change country. And according to what I found out is I believe that John F. Kennedy was the last real elected president. All the whole long line of president that has been in power since then has been part of the group that actually assassinated him. And I think the people that are controlling the world or trying to control the world at the moment, the so-called New World Order, they're with that agenda, they're absolute super criminals. And it, like I say, it's the same group of people that were part of taking Kennedy out that are still in power. And they even use the same core group of assassins. This is one of the things I focused on for decades. And I managed to even prove very direct connections between the hit teams. I mean, to that degree that there's even the same people involved in killing JFK as Robert Kennedy, as Martin Luther King, as Salvador Allende, as Che Guevara, as Robert Smith in South Africa, as the Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, as in the killing of Uwe Barschel in West Germany, as Orlando Letier in Washington, D.C., and so on. The same people, they've used the same core group, and some of them are people that you even know personally from Operation 40 and in the Iran-Contras scandal. So I think what what the one of the thing that I feel very optimistic about is that when you look at the world, it looks absolutely crazy and so violent, and that there are terrorists everywhere. But once you start seeing that many of these things are carried out as false flag operations, staged event, they're not even real anymore, many of them, they're staged with actors and so on, to push forward their agenda by using a very old Roman tactic called problem, reaction, solution. They secretly create a problem to get a reaction, an emotional reaction from the public saying, oh my God, something needs to be done. And then they will push forward their agenda. They will present us with the solution of the problem that they secretly created. And this is the thing with, I would say, more or less all of these mass shootings, terror attacks. I mean, of all the things I've looked into for decades, in the end, I tracked it down to back to the same core group again and again and again. And this is what makes me very optimistic, because it's such a small group when you look at it. They look very powerful, at least they say they are, but it's like they're only a couple of thousand and we are 7 billion. So it's actually an absolute joke that we're letting them get away with this. And I think this is why the awakening that is going on is so important, because it's only by hiding in the shadows that they have been able to pull this off for such a long time. Now, when they're getting more and more exposed by brave people like yourself and Stu and so on, the game is over. In my opinion, the game is already over, even though it's like the dragon has been slain, but the tail is still hitting all over the place very violently. And I think this is, at least in my humble opinion, what is going on at the moment. They're trying to hit back very brutally and hard, trying to force us in to a controlled area where they can totally control us before it's too late, before enough people are woken up. But I think it's way too late for them.
Well, you know, so many people have just sat dormant for so long. And I appreciate what you say. And back in 92, in one of my meetings in Jupiter Island, the statement was made, you know, that Americans are an apathetic group of people. They just don't care. As long as they have food on the table, as long as they have roof over their head, as long as they have gas for their car, they're going to be fine. And that's been the accomplishment of these governments, you know, or these administrations for a long time. You know, now people are losing their houses. A lot of people have lost their houses, and so they're starting to get a little more unrest amongst them. Now we're hearing what the government's been doing to our veterans, who they're sending overseas to be their first line of change. They're assassins. They're everything. And then abandoning him when they come back. You know, when a veteran comes back and he comes out of the service, he's not given instructions on what he should do when he gets out. Like he should be given instructions that just because you're getting a disability, small disability rating from the military, doesn't mean that you're going to be getting a disability rating from the Veterans Administration. So they have to physically sign up with the VA to get an appointment with them. Once they do that, once they start going through the process, it's over a year before that disabled veteran, who may not have legs, may not, you know, may be completely disabled, may have PTSD so at such a high level that he's not able to function in society. And then the disability raters and the doctors are told not to rate them high. Make them come back and appeal. Just give them a low rating and make them come back to appeal. Then you have the other side that's being brought out now, where they're saying, "Listen, put them on a list. We're gonna choose who's gonna live and who's gonna die here. Let's put them on the kill list." I think people are really getting mad about that. I hope people are really getting mad on that. I'm banking that people are really getting mad on that, because I'm going to put together a group of veterans, and we're going to march, and we'll show them how we feel about it. And I'll tell you what, I can pull a group together. I'll probably end up back in prison again, but, you know, I can do that.
I tell you, I think it's so tragic when you look at the uniform phone personnel, anything from police, sheriffs, and especially the military, when you start seeing how duped they have been. I mean, it's not only us that have been tricked, but these people who go into the service thinking that they're going to fight for freedom, that they're going to liberate countries, that they're going to be seen as heroes and so on, without understanding what they actually are being used as are murder weapons. They're being trained as killers. And what they do, they're being sent to many different countries, innocent countries that are just being targeted because of strategic location or oil or drugs. It's the same thing, or weapon transports and so on. That's the standard thing when it comes to many of these wars. And not only do the people go there being totally tricked into this thing, but they also get, either they soil their souls by killing other innocent people, or they get blown up themselves. And then when they come home and they deserve to be treated like heroes, or at least with a lot of respect for having to gone out there and dared to put themselves in the line of fire, they're treated as absolute trash by the same people who sent them there. So I think it's so important for people in service to understand, to study history, check out the agenda that is being used and how you are being tricked into doing a lot of awful, awful stuff for their greed. It's not even your own greed, it's somebody else's, and they do not care about you at all. You are empty uniforms to them. As soon as they don't need you, they will just get rid of you. And not even that, not if that wasn't enough, they've also used so many veterans for medical experiments and all kinds of, they've dumped all kind of crap and poisonous stuff and tests done on these poor people. And then they come home, they're not even given a home. How many veterans are now homeless, desperate, committing suicide, being dumped in hospitals with absolutely awful circumstances and so on. It really is high time for people in uniform to wake up, because also this whole thing is going on to a great extent because of people like in uniform, because you are the ones protecting the whole cabal from us, where you should actually protect us from them. It's a total mad thing that is going on. So I think I really often speak directly to people in uniform or police officers, whatever, and ask from the bottom of my heart to please wake up and understand what is going on, because there is absolutely no honor in what a lot of you are doing. Harassing normal people, terrorizing normal people, protecting incredible mad killers, because that is what they are. When you study what is going on, they are totally mad. I don't understand how they function, but that is, if you look at their actions, totally mad and brutal, brutal killers with no compassion, no empathy for the rest of us. They even doing their best to destroy Mother Earth. I mean, it's absolute madness. So, and also nowadays there's so much information available on the internet and so on, and through people like myself and many other researchers, that there's no excuse anymore for not doing anything. This is the time to wake up, stand up in truth, transparency, side by side, brothers and sisters, and just say, we're not taking it anymore. We're not buying all of these false flag operations, all of these set up mass shootings or whatever they're trying to push on us. We're not going to let us be forced into FEMA camps or forcefully given vaccines or poisoned by the water. I mean, it's just on a scale that it's enough. It is enough. But it's up to us to make it stop. And we can only do that by waking up. Wake up. And I say that in very humble, I'm not trying to accuse anyone or point guilty fingers. I'm as guilty as anyone else, but it is time, because the every single day that we are asleep and allowing these people to carry on like they are, innocent people are getting slaughtered and hammered and misused and abused and you name it. So it's not a time to change channel and pick your nose and get another pizza. This is the time to wake up.
Well, they call that collateral damage. they don't call it killing the kids next door. They call it collateral damage. And when we were given missions, they'd simply say, you know, they'd evaluate the target and they'd say, yes, there will be collateral damage. And the, you know, you're 25 miles away when you push that button and let the bomb go. But they call it collateral damage. Very, very, it's a horrible issue. And I'm sorry I was involved in it, but I was, and I deal with that. But, you know, they're getting to the point now where they're going to want to start sending these soldiers over, and the soldiers know that if they get hurt, they're not going to have care when they get back, and so they're going to say, hell no, I'm not going to go. And that's what I see happening. What else I see happening is I see all these veterans back here grouping together. I see all the parents grouping together and not allowing their kids to go into military service because of this, because they know that if something does happen to their child, that the government's not going to be caring for them. I see a lot of that going on, and I see it going on just through through these issues that are coming to light today. And honestly, if they can't straighten things out and get us off the warmongering mode, I welcome it.
So do I.
Our military is here to defend the United States, not go out and cause war around the world. And there's no reason for all the embattlement and the beaten soldiers we have and the post PTSD, post traumatic stress disorders that they suffer from being ignored. They better get their asses in gear. And start realizing that time's here, folks. Time's here. We're not doing it anymore. Hell no, we're not going to put up with it anymore. Nope, enough is enough. And I think that that's here, Ole. I think that's here. Stu, you're a Marine. You're ex-Marine. What do you say?
I'm 100% with you. I'm staying behind you. All I need is somebody to buy me my 50 caliber. My special scope. I'm getting a little bit older and can't see as well. You know, you can buy these scopes that hooks up your gun. All you got to do is get on the head area. It automatically pulls the trigger.
But listen, can I say one thing as well? When you look at this group, how they've been working, the way I see it is that you have the financial center in London. There's like three different centers in the world that they are using. The financial is in London. The religious one is in the Vatican, and in the war center is in Washington. And I must say that you, as a country or as a military force, have been causing so much awful things in other countries. How many wars have you been into? It's incredible when you look at it. So not even is it a matter of that you should take care of your soldiers, which I totally agree upon. I mean, these people should be treated with the highest care and respect and so on. But also for the sake of other innocent countries. I mean, how many countries have the states been attacking? How many countries have attacked the states? I would say more or less none. And how many countries have the states attacked? I mean, countless. So it's also a matter of to step down from this very aggressive way of approaching the rest of the world and stop it. We've had enough. You know, the time has come to make this beautiful world, turn it into this place that it's designed to be in harmony. And look at nature. Look at the whole thing, how it's created. It is created for peace, harmony, beautiful things to happen, not this brutal agenda. So I not only do I say take care of the veterans, but also stop attacking other countries. It is enough.
You know, Ole, I can appreciate what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you. But I have to say that because of greed, it's never going to be the Miss America peace in the world that everyone looks for. It's just not going to happen. We have too much greed, and there's too many banking on that greed. I just don't see in my lifetime, and you know, that happening. It would be a wonderful world, but it's a Miss America line as far as I'm concerned, because I've worked with those guys, I've been nose to nose with them, and they're everywhere. It's not like you're talking about just a few of them. Greed is huge in the human spirit, and I think that that's one area that has to be worked on. I don't know how you feel about that, but you know, I'd love to see it happen. But I think it's unrealistic to think that we could have the Miss America dream.
It's the first time I've been called Miss America, so I thank you for that. But I've been called naive also many times, but I have also been to quite a few war zones, and I have seen the incredible power of normal people when they stand up, when they stand up in nonviolence. I mean, look at Gandhi, look at what Martin Luther King was trying to accomplish, look at the Iranian Revolution that managed to throw out the fourth strongest army in the world. I'm just saying that everything is possible, and I, for one, is going to be super positive and see this as a possibility or die surprised. I'm not going to buy into that it's not is able to change. I will totally focus on changing it. Whatever it takes, I will do whatever I can. And until then, fine if I'm Miss America and being laughed at, I don't care. Or I will be part of creating something that will hopefully be a lot better for the generations to come.
Well, I'm not laughing at you, Ole. I don't disagree with you. I'd love to see that. I'm just saying I've stood nose to nose with these guys, and they're horrible people. I've stood nose to nose not only with them, but with in the trenches with others who aren't directly involved. I've been head to head with the drug czars, with generals, with combatants, and there are so many out there that love the idea of war. They just like the idea of war. How do you get rid of them? How do you get rid of this ideological? We have to be controllers of the world if we want to survive. I mean, look, they throw it into us in basic training. Coming out of basic training, anything you do, every order you take, you're defending the United States of America. You tell me how we were defending the United States of America in Vietnam. You tell me how we're defending the United States of America in Afghanistan. You tell me how we're defending the United States of America in Iraq. They were all political machines to fill the pockets of our politicians. That's what they were. And every one of the parents of these kids that went over there have paid the price and will continue paying the price. And the kids that went over are paying the price today. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, no, it's a very tragic history. At the same time, just like before Kennedy, there was one era, one time, and then when the shots were fired in Dallas, a whole new time started with these people in power. And I would say that hopefully there will come a point, in my opinion, hopefully very shortly, where a new time will start again, but without the influence of these people, because they are a very small minority when you look at it globally. And we've never been in a situation where we are now. I don't know if you can see it in the States, but I can see it here in Europe, that there's an incredible awakening up. Incredible awakening going on. And people are just popping up all over the place, being so enthusiastic, so brave, so taking the power back instead of being led around like headless sheep. And so let's see what happens. I'm going to be very happy if I'm right and very sad if you're right, but who knows?
Well, if the world can isolate the United States over our warmongering, you know, that would be a huge step. But that has to be done, because we have to be isolated, and the pockets of these people have to be drained before those pockets are very powerful. Very powerful. And, you know, you have to drain those pockets, because to them, money is power, and power is everything. And look, you know, we talk about, you know, I talked earlier about what was going on. Since Kennedy and how everything's changed, another thing was the media. Television in the 60s just went crazy. I mean, it multiplied the viewers. Everyone started getting televisions in their home. And the media, if you put information out, the people are going to buy it. And you know, that's just the way it is. You can see it. Let's look at something recent. And I don't like this guy, the Clippers owner. Okay? Everyone knows who I'm talking about. Here he has this girlfriend, would-be girlfriend he spent millions of dollars on. And he made a statement saying that he didn't want her hanging around Magic Johnson. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her hanging around Magic Johnson. Why? Because he's a womanizer with AIDS. And that's wrong. He doesn't have AIDS. He has HIV. Has HIV. But HIV turns to AIDS in a second. Bam. It's done. And how do you know whether he's passing on his virus or not, and it's a deadly virus? You don't. That statement, the whole media has put a circus around it, damning him for saying what he really felt. And that's wrong. Person should be able to say what they feel. All this, watch what you say, watch the words that come out of your mouth. That's the biggest bunch of crap in the world. And it's all the media. It's the control of the media. Had the media not pushed it out there, where would it have gone? Probably nowhere. But the media got a push on it, and they control the hearts and the minds and the thoughts of even big business. Look at the strength of the media now, folks. Look at how strong they are.
And also look at who is owning the media, and you will come back to the same group. They've infiltrated so many of the major areas, if not all of them at the moment. So
exactly.
If you look at it logically, we're screwed.
Trying to throw something like this out there to take the focus off of what's really important in the media.
Hey, guys, I'm in agreement with you. I'm politically correct in this situation.
Okay, I'm ready to hear it.
George doesn't sleep with Adam, and Hillary doesn't sleep with Eve. And they call themselves gay as though they're happy. But yet the Bible says, and this is politically correct because I can quote from the Bible here. What's it say? It says God calls them sodomites and says they're demon-possessed. But yet this is one of the agenda every day on TV. Their rights. They have all the rights they want. But why are they pushing all this, such as we're going to have a bank collapse. We're going to have an economy collapse. We're going to have gay marriages. We've got to legalize marijuana because Bush doesn't make enough money hauling it in here, so they want to grow it on their fields in America. Think about the agenda. Hillary versus Jeb consistently. Crime syndicate versus crime syndicate members. Instead of the truth that we have been overrun by a bunch of Zionist mafia, Israeli mafia, Illuminati stooges that are all demon-possessed and fallen angel-possessed that want to kill everybody and taking over your economy. I had to throw my two cents in there for a moment. Sounds like we've got a break coming up, Gene.
LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle alternative. Before I found Lisa K Candles, I had lingering soot and allergens in my home. Not today. My Lisa K Candles are clearly a difference to see and breathe. And you know, that's a good peace of mind. LisaKCandles.com is an all-natural soybean candle, handmade from their popular line of fragrances. And guys, these candles make a perfect gift. Order an all-natural soy candle from LisaKCandles.com. I'm glad I did, and I know you will be too. Visit LisaKCandles.com. That's Lisa, the letter K, Candles.com. Or call 731-441-3293. That's 731-441-3293.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, Mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America.
Illuminati, you never take control. Your new world order will lead to none at all.
Let's just go over that again, because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
Hey, McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I would like to talk about a subject that is dear to many of us, stomach pain. Many of us have tummy problems, and when our stomach feels bad, we feel bad. It's hard to get motivated when abdominal pain is crunching on your insides. Want help? Real help? Yep, you've heard our name, Life Change Tea. And don't think of the tea as black and bitter, but think of our tea as smooth, refreshing, and a walk in paradise. Parasites love our insides. Life Change Tea removes these unwanted visitors and gives your insides the relief you desire. Log on to Get the Tea for more info, or you can order yours today. Again, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Remove junk and replace with energy. Many who use Life Change Tea not only remove their parasites, but they remove unwanted weight that has been stored in their body. So be happy. Getthetea.com.
You can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's Vitamyr.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I believe it is clear our federal government is overgrown and overweight. Indeed, it is time our government should go on a diet.
There's millions of people in this country that I don't think they really grasp what really could happen.
The New Deal and the Fair Deal were bold measures for their generation. But now this is a new generation. And we stand today on the edge of a new frontier.
Let no one be in any doubt. The rules of the game are changing.
You're listening to the Micro Effect Radio Network, the gem of the mountains. Learn more about the Micro Effect at themicroeffect.com.
The era of big government is over.
I've been on the road so long, this is all I can afford to give. This sad and lonely battle song, a soldier marching in the woodwind. Pick 'em up and put 'em down. My soul's warm, thinner than my smile. These boots were made to cover ground. I think I like to lay 'em down a while. You won't.
And we are back. This is the Veterans Day News Reports here on the Micro Effect. I'm Stu Webb and my co-host Gene Chip Tatum and our special guest, Holly Demigard. And we're discussing agendas here of the New World Order, should we say. I want to throw out a couple of things that I've come to find out, Holly and Gene, that coming out of the Hudson Institute, basically run by Illuminati banker scamster Larry Mizell, that the agenda that they are setting for out of the Hudson Institute and the U.S. and for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is now anti-government. They've jumped on the bandwagon, but you know how the spin doctors come in to spin things, like Fox News plays the Christian side, but yet it's the Israeli network and they're all a bunch of demon-possessed idiots on that particular network. But the agenda is the gay issue, Obamacare, markets crash, county sheriffs are going to save us. No, folks, if we ever had martial law, the county sheriffs are going to be the one going door-to-door picking people up, not the military. Obama's executive orders are against the Constitution now, as you're seeing that big push coming out of Congress and out of this Hudson Institute, because you know, they've had executive orders since 1933 under the Emergency War Powers Act, and he's beginning to use them and turn against the Illuminati. So what we've got to have is an understanding of what the play is on TV all the time, because, you know, the mindset of the American people, I'm going to turn the news on, and there it is. It isn't news. There isn't anything news. I only watch the propaganda to see what the weather is for the day on the Weather Channel, and I will turn on CNN, the Cocaine News Network, which was proffered up with cocaine drug money, by the way, and taken over with it by the Bushes, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, the Israeli News Network propaganda machine. I only turn them on for about 5 minutes each channel to see specifically what it is. And if you go to Wolf Blitzer, who's Mega Mossad, you can see what the Israeli agenda is every day. If you go to Fox News, it's 24/7 of the Israeli agenda. If you go to the nightly news, you will see the Israeli agenda. And it's all AIPAC. And people have got to understand this. We have the Jewish mafia running America with the Bushes. And that's the problem that we have. Am I right here, Gene, Oli?
Yes, I'm 100% behind you on that, Stu. There's no doubt. And it's the media. It's this media that seems to control the minds of men. And we need to get something to replace this media. You know, you hear these guys, you hear them, all the journalists online, trying to guide their little political agendas. This channel we're going to go toward the left, this channel we're going to go toward the right. Why don't we go direct? Why don't we just get a channel that's going to go direct and tell it how it really is? That's what I'd love to see, and that's what we're missing here. And someone needs to grab the loins of these guys and go for it.
I can only say I haven't been watching normal TV for about 10, 15 years, I think. And even so, I think that I'm more knowledgeable about most things that are going on that most people around me, because I think this black box is very important to understand that it's actually a tool that is being used against us. It is through this box that they control us to such a great extent. And now also through iPhones, that whole scene where people are sort of almost like robots being connected to the internet. I mean, you go to Sweden, everybody is like connected to this little thing they have in the hand. They don't even talk to each other. They don't look up. It's like unreal. It's like a robot country that it's being turned into. So I think it's really important to become aware of these things and disconnect from their power tools that are being used against us. I mean, it's even with a TV, it's even called programs because they're programming us through it. They're using it because they know how efficient it is to control us. So that is one of the major ones. So I would say turn it off and start looking around you. Start seeing that there's a life outside the box, that you actually have maybe a beautiful family around you that you forgot even hardly what they look like. You know, start socializing with your neighbors, start helping people around you, start doing all of these things, and disconnect from the box, because it is through that one they control you, and they control you by fear and low energies, really, terror and all of these negative things. So I tell you, if you turn it off after a week or two, you will have this strange feeling in your body that almost reminds you, like, oh my God, I'm starting to feel better. What's going on? And one of the causes would be that box that is not there anymore.
And, you know, in the last week, I spent out at a river cabin on the Wikiwachi. We didn't watch TV. We're out on the river enjoying one another, playing games. You know, I agree. Absolutely. Get out of it.
Get out and then use the, I mean, internet is so wonderful in many ways that you can also handpick programs, whatever you want to watch, you can just watch it there without the commercials, without the hidden, at least a lot of it, the hidden programming that is going on in the background and these things, and handpick things and use things to raise your energy, use things to educate yourself, not just this mind dead blah, blah, that is being pumped out, where you just sit there and once you start studying also how they do it and how it's used and how with all these subliminal messages and how they use the news to divert the attention or push the attention in whatever way they want. I mean, once you start seeing how it's done by the sign, it's quite scary, I would say. And so I would advise to stay away from it if you can.
Ole and Gene, we have a caller. Do you want to take the caller for a minute?
Sure.
John, Atlanta.
Hey, guys, how you doing today? Hey, I noticed that everybody likes to talk about Martin Luther King and all that, but Martin Luther King was a communist. He was a bold-faced communist. He was trained in Tennessee at the communist infiltration camps by the Communist Party. Ralph David Abernathy, Andy Young, all these people with Southern Christian leadership, they're all communists. They're all Obama supporters. And everybody, you know, he knows, though, you talk about him writing these executive orders to go against the Illuminati, but I think that's going more towards their agenda, because down here at the Southern Christian leadership, they have their own agenda. And Alan Stang, who was a reporter way back with Channel 13 back in the 60s, was assigned to Martin Luther King. And what he saw was unbelievable. Martin Luther King makes Bill Clinton look like a saint. And the night that before Martin Luther King was executed, he was having an orgy at enormous proportions in that hotel room. And Alan Stang reported all this way back when, but was hushed up. And Alan passed away recently. He was a good friend. And he wrote exclusively about this, uncelebrating Martin Luther King. And there's another minister, I forget his name at this present time, but he has extensively investigated these people. And Coretta Scott King is the one responsible for the gay agenda. She's the one that got this all going and told them they need to approach this like a civil rights stance. And these people are phony as can be. And they come off as being so-called Christian. They're not. They're as bad as Larry Mizell and Poppy Bush and all that. They're probably in bed with them. And I know you guys... you know, Obama and all that, but this guy, I don't know, guys, he don't sit right. He just doesn't sit right. And a lot of my...
If I can add to that, John, real quick, I'm in agreement with you. You know, Obama played the stooge card. He played stooge for him. He listened to him. You know, he put Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, the worst Secretary of State we've ever had. You know, Obama has played that, but... you know, Obama's been, I can't get into things, but I'll put it this way. Obama was told that if he didn't do the right thing, he would be sitting in Leavenworth shortly. And sure. I've seen things myself and know things that are going on inside our government right now by good people inside Intel that are making change. And, you know, so we'll see. I suggest that if a person really wants to understand, go to my website, stewwebb.com, S-T-E-W-W-E-B-B.com, and put in the search box, U.S. dictatorship in free fall. U.S. dictatorship in free fall, and you can get an idea of what is going on in this bigger picture. And there is a fight going on, and I will admit that Obama, yes, he's played stooge, he's been in stooge, but there is change happening. And they're slow, but if the American people would pick up the ball and help out, picking up the ball would be start doing recalls from recallpetitions.com right there of every congressman and senator up on the Hill, and that would speed things up. It would help, but there's only been three of them in Colorado. It's the same people have gone after the same three and eliminated
and
removed
them. Well, I've been handing them out down here, Stu. I'm just letting you know. I'm getting you now.
Well, Stu, let me jump in here a minute. You know, I've dealt a lot with supposedly religious, those who hold God as the primary thing in their life, and and the first thing they'll hold up in front of them is say, you can trust me because I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the minute you need to walk away, folks.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you
hell,
that now. And that's
right.
The experience that I've had. When someone throws into there that may not include you and probably doesn't include you. And as far as Martin Luther King goes, I don't know. I know that the segregation issue and some things came out well, but I do know that he had a greater agenda. As he said, I have a dream and a greater agenda, and that agenda probably was not for the good of the United States.
No, he's like E.T. You want to stay away from him.
Right.
And, I mean, I can forward you guys that information on King. That's no big deal. But the same thing with Malcolm X when he found out Elijah Muhammad was nothing more than a gangster. And the Islam whole thing with him and Elijah Muhammad in Chicago, Elijah Muhammad was looking, making Al Capone look like a pussycat compared to what was going on, and he was going to blow the whistle on it. That's why they executed Malcolm X. Malcolm was going to blow the whistle on him. He was shot 20 times. They said he was shot once. He was shot 20 times. Same thing like Robert Kennedy.
You know, I just throw something
hey, John.
Out
there. Thanks, man.
Of that whole group.
Right,
appreciate you being on.
He's number five FBI stooge, and there's another one in that whole group. But, you know, this is the only thing that ever came out of Martin Luther King, in my opinion, that was any good to America, period, was civil rights, redress of grievances, 18 U.S.C., 1983, being able to sue the government. Is the only thing that ever came out of that, with Kennedy pushing for that during that period of time, and Robert Kennedy, John Kennedy, and of course Johnson had to sign it off, and the Congress passed it after Kennedy's death. But with that said, John, is there any specific questions you want to have for our guest, Oli?
I think John's already gone off the air, Stu.
Okay. Sorry. Oli, you want to add to that, any of that?
I tell you, I think all of us are human beings. I mean, if you talk about Gandhi, Martin Luther King, whoever, there will be weaknesses, there will be faults, there will be people make mistakes and so on. What I'm talking about when I mention Martin Luther King and Gandhi, and so it's more the whole way of looking upon how to deal with problems, how to make a way forward, how to solve, how to move forward beyond all this violence and so on. And I think that the Gandhi way is a fantastic way, if possible, to do it. Because if you try to hit back violently against this group that is now in power, violence is their language. They will hit back major. And they will just use whatever we use against them. They will use it and hit back multifold. So violence is not the way to go with these people, I think. It's evolution to wake up and expose the whole thing and then just stop being part of it. If that happens in a big enough scale, it will just slowly go into, I don't know, but it would be neutralized, that If you study world history, you can see that in some countries, for example, in Iran, the whole Iranian revolution, how that took place and how it was possible that a whole people with no weapons managed to get rid of this military force. Absolutely incredible.
But we're talking about a completely different society, and we look at this society, but we can look at a success rate on this society. Only look, you know what got us out of Vietnam? Violence didn't get us out of Vietnam. People going to the streets in their peace movements got us out of Vietnam. That's what got us out of Vietnam. And people tell me when I'm walking around, if I have my vet's hat on, they say, thank you for your service. And I tell them, thanks for getting us the hell out of there, you know. So
this is exactly what I'm saying. This is such a wonderful way of ending it. It's just like you say, violence was what got you in there. What
violence begets violence, and we see that every day. You know? We see a person not even being violent, running away from the police, and next thing you know, they put 8 rounds into him just because they ran away. You know, it's violence begets violence, and they have 10 times, they have 1,000 times the ability and the protection of the courts. So the last thing you want to do is promote violence in doing it. You need to do it in a peaceful movement. But a massive peaceful movement. It has to be by the masses. It can't be just a few people.
I totally agree.
And the masses standing in front of different TV stations all across this country. You know, it's just like the Occupy movement. That's where they should have been instead of up on Wall Street and getting tear gassed and the whole bit. They should have been in front of every press in this country, saying, we want change.
Should have been organized. I mean, they had no organization. That's the Occupy movement. That's what I see as their failure. And I wasn't even here at the time when they were doing that. But they needed organization. They need a leader. That's what they needed. They had the right idea. They needed a leader, and they needed organization.
They didn't quite understand about the mortgages or anything else because nobody's ever told them that was part of the problem and what led us to this collapse. You know, folks, for you listening, 1% of the population in the United States in 1981 controlled 20% of the U.S. economy. In June of 2012, the General Accounting Office said that 1% had grown. The 400 men are in control of 95% of the U.S. economy, and that they make more money than half of the U.S. population of 330 million people. They make more money, 400 men do, than the half of the 330 million people. Now, we've just got a few minutes left, Gene. Ole,
I want to give you a chance to give your website and your book again before you go.
Thank you, Chip. It's and thank you for your help. I've been targeted very heavily. My website has been totally knocked out after I started naming names of some very hard-hitting serial killers that has been used. So if anybody wants to go to my website, it's lightonconspiracies.com. Anyone that would help support me in my research since 30 years, I would be extremely grateful, because without that, it's very hard to do this type of work. So it's lightonconspiracies.com, and my book, at least one of them, is called Coup d'etat in slow motion. It's about the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister, Olof Palme. But also, I mean, most people think that is a local Swedish murder, but it was on a scale that is very, very similar and very connected to the JFK assassination and many, many other assassinations as well. So it's the whole spider web globally it's about almost 1,000 pages, this book, with lots of photos, documents, names, you name it. I'm pointing straight at this group.
Okay,
I also have...
on with us. We really appreciate
Shadow of Tears.
Stu, you're stuweb.com, stewebb.com, folks. Don't forget to visit his website. I'm at chiptatum.com. And then again, remember veteranstoday.com. That's where you're going to find the straightforward news. That's where they're going to come out and tell you what's really going on in the world. I'd love to get them to have a TV news program, 24-hour news from veteranstoday.com. Maybe we can talk to our editors and the people behind it to do something. I mean, with the advent of the internet that was discovered by Gore, we can have some great information coming out. Stu, over to you, buddy.
We have a good friend, and he's taking care of our videos now, turning them into YouTubes, and I'll talk to you about it off the air. But we are going to be probably having our guest right here on the Micro Effect starting next week on YouTube as well, in person, video, live stream. So we're going to start expanding here, and it sounds like we're about out of time. And folks, don't forget, prayer works. Pray against the enemy. Prayer works. That's it. This is Veterans Day News Report. Myself, Stu Webb, Chip Data, my co-host, and our special guest, Elise. Thanks, folks, for listening.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Wondered how to eliminate those stinky odors in your home? Come on, you know, we all have them. Like when Uncle Joe comes over smoking that fat cigar, or the little wife cooks salmon for supper, even those nasty little odors that our furry friends leave behind. You can't just cover those smells with useless sprays, but you can get rid of them permanently with a Lisa K. Candle Odor Eliminator. This soy-based candle attacks and eliminates pet odors, strong food odors, bathroom odors, the stale smell of smoke, and those odors you just can't figure out what they are. The Lisa K. Candle Odor Eliminator contains special enzymes which actually attack the foul odors and remove them from the air. Perfect for any room of the house, office, RV, cabin, or anywhere else you have an odor. If you haven't tried these amazing candles, check out LisaKCandles.com and place your order today. You'll be glad you did. Visit Lisa, the letter K, Candles.com or call 731-441-3293. Now that's 731-441-3293.
You can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none other with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamer effectively whitens teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamer.com. That's VitamyR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamer, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
Listening to The Micro Effect, micro broadcasters covering 194,000 square miles and bringing the people's voice to little towns all across America.